statement the government said the new law which was gazetted yesterday is a nullity. Namhla sicoxa ngemizamo eyenziwa ngabantu abatshiyeneyo lenhlanganiso ezimbalwa ezizama ukunceda abalama Zimbabwe exemption permits aphelelwa isikhathi ngoNhlangula. Kuzenjalo uhulumende uselahle umthetho ovimba ukwethulwa kwemibiko ehambelana lokuthenga ukuthengwa kwemitshina imithi lokunye ngabaqatshwe lelizwe. Umbiko owethulwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi umthetho lo wephula esinye isiqa sesisekelo sombuso welizwe. In Sudan today, fighting is raging on between rival forces as the two groups are trying to reach an agreement on stopping the civil strife, which has left over 600 people dead, 5,000 injured, and over 300,000 seeking refuge in many nations. Reuters reports that repeated ceasefire agreements have been ignored, resulting in the escalation of the conflict, pitting Sudan's military commander, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and rapid support forces, Commander General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says his nation is working closely with the United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, African Union, and Saudi Arabia in bringing the two generals to the table for talks to end the Sudan war. Iqhubekela phambili impi yomvukela kwele Sudan, osekulabantu abangamakhulu ayisithupha asebefile. Abezindaba abe-Reuters bathi kulabantu abaningi abazama ukuphuma kulelo lizwe loba abamele abalwayo bekhulumisana ngempi le kwele Saudi Arabia. Elemelika lalo lithi selizama ukukhulumisana lalabo ukwenzela ukuthi kumiswe impi le. Pakistan is on the edge after paramilitary forces arrested former Prime Minister Imran Khan on corruption charges yesterday. Since Khan's ouster last year, the country has been mired in political instability. Some fear the chaos could grow worse as Khan supporters target their anger at the powerful military. VOA Sarah Zaman reports from Islamabad.
An army commander's residence vandalized, military vehicles pelted with stones, angry protesters in the street. Tensions are high in Pakistan after paramilitary forces took former Prime Minister Imran Khan into custody on corruption charges on Tuesday. Khan was at the High Court complex in Islamabad to seek a bail extension in a number of cases when Rangers personnel broke into the room where court officials were taking his biometric data. Paramilitary forces hauled Khan away without his wheelchair. The cricket star turned politician is recovering from a leg injury suffered in an assassination attempt last November. Soon after the arrest, demonstrations broke out across major Pakistani cities.
We were not even expecting that they would arrest Khan, such a great leader of Pakistan, such a dearly loved leader. We had not even thought that they would cross that red line. I personally feel that we have to come out in every street, every alley, every town.
Khan accuses Pakistan's powerful army and intelligence agency of being behind his political troubles and threats to his life. Khan's supporters back his allegations, despite denials from the military. In a remarkable show of anger, Khan's supporters in the eastern city of Lahore ransacked the house of the regional military corps commander.
These items are from my tax money. They were in a house that also belongs to us, so I have taken things out of what is my house.
As protesters and police clashed across Pakistan, reports of injuries emerged on both sides. Since his ouster, Khan has faced dozens of cases of alleged corruption, treason and terrorism. He denies the charges. The former Prime Minister was arrested in a corruption case on a warrant issued by the National Accountability Bureau, an autonomous anti-corruption body. Pakistan plunged into political chaos April last year when Khan was ousted in a parliamentary vote of no confidence less than 4 years into a five-year term. The arrest of the popular political leader has further raised fears that the nuclear-armed country of nearly 230 million people will plunge even further into chaos. Sarah Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
And back to our topic of the day, some desperate holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits are reaching out to local leaders, including chiefs, in an effort to stay in South Africa as the deadline for them to regularize their status is nearing. Some have so far received waiver notices, while others are still wondering what happened to their applications filed a couple of months ago, as the South African government has not yet responded in writing or verbally. Others have reached out to the Department of Home Affairs, hoping to get some reprieve from the government. On the other hand, the Pretoria High Court has not made a ruling on a matter filed by the Helen Suzman Foundation, which claims that the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permits was unlawful. Over 178,000 Zimbabweans are holders of the Zimbabwe permits, and now Sigismund Kuti Wezagala, namhlanje ke xoxa ngama Zimbabwe exemption permits, banengi abamelele ukuthola amaphepha amatsha njengoba abalawula azamisa ukusebenza ngohlolanja. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Ms. Nobuhle Viji Ajiti, a holder of a Zimbabwe exemption permit, who also runs the Nobuhle Viji Foundation, Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, a lawyer representing some Zimbabwe exemption permit holders. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ndlovu and Ms. Ajiti.
Thank you, Keith Sture.
Thank you very much. So let's start with you, Mr. Velempini Ndlovu. You have filed many new visa applications for Zimbabweans who hold the Zimbabwe exemption permits. What's the current status of the applications?
The current status is that the applications are now slowly trickling out. They are now slowly releasing the results, and most people are now getting the waivers. And then now what that means is that they will now be able to move on to the next stage of applying for the general work permit. It's just a minute number of people who've got, maybe I can say around maybe 2% of the people that have helped are the ones that have actually gotten the waivers. The majority, including those who applied last year as far back as April last year, 2022, they've not gotten any outcomes as to what has been decided by the Department of Home Affairs, whether they're going to be given the waivers or not going to be given the waivers. So the Home Affairs Department is moving very slowly in issuing the waivers. But what is happening is that a lot of people have applied, to the extent that the dates for submissions are no longer available on the VFS website. It's a problem because now when I was helping people over the weekend, the dates that were there on the VFS website were from 26th to the 30th of June. So we don't know what's going to happen because a lot of people have applied and still have not gotten a date to go and submit their applications.
Abakulum.
And the ones who are going to matter it before the courts. So it matter might before the courts that it's sub judice. So
about Ajiti. So, Ms. Ajiti, what's your status in terms of processing your own new visa? How far have you gone?
I have also managed to apply for a waiver. And I just got the results today, so I was also recommended by someone to try and apply for what they call a voluntary permit, which allows me to continue to run my organization. So I was still thinking on what I can do, but the situation has become very desperate as we are running out of time, so I've opted for a waiver for now and then to apply for a general permit.
So now,
a general work permit.
You got a response. What was the response like?
The response is positive. It's actually positive because I actually feared that it was going to be revoked. Pertaining the fact that I affiliate myself with organizations that are pro-migrant, and I've been very vocal when it comes to the issues of migrants living and staying in South Africa. So I thought I was going to be revoked because I once got a warning via email that if I continue being vocal, my stay in South Africa might be shortened.
I wish you about the civilization, Dr. when you told me the response. Evela go home affairs. A go tifatla fatla go mafia. Yeah, khuluma sindebele usitele ukuthi I response yakho le batheni encwadini le kumbe ku email ukuthumezele khona.
Okay. Bengithi ngi waiver. I applied the waiver so ngithola I response positive. So kuyathembisa ukuthi maybe sengayithola futhi ilokhozana I general statement. But all along, vele bengisesaba because ngijwayele kakhulu ukuba nomsindo ngathi ukulela amalungelo abantu ababuya phandle la eSouth Africa. So kuyethusa like if we activist when it comes to issue yamaphepha because esikhathini esiningi bakutholela khonapho endaweni yamaphepha. Ubenze kube frustrating ukuze wathola amaphepha ugcine ukukhalala, ugcine sewuphuma elizweni. So ngiyajabula ukuthi akuzange kwaba njalo. Izinto zonke zingathi ziyathembisa.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho ungayinkatshana sathi sithathe ke ikhefu kancane siyaphenduka ngesiphangiphangi so it's time for us to take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined the show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ntebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voindevele.com, www.voishona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message right now on all our social media platforms. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current status of the Zimbabwe exemption permit. And we are still waiting to get some callers coming in. And Mr. Dennis Churu, if you can hear us, please open up your mobile phone. So now let's go back to Mr. Velempini. Velempini is an attorney representing many of these Zimbabwe permit holders. So what should Zimbabweans do right now as they have a few weeks before the expiry of their permits? Mr. Ndlovu.
All of them should actually, who are on ZTP, they should put in their application. And then if they're putting the application in large numbers, that will force the Department of Home Affairs to actually extend the deadline, the June 30 deadline, because they will see that with the overwhelming numbers, they will not be able to cope in processing all of them before June 30. So we might get a situation whereby they see that there is a large volume of people who have actually applied. Because remember, another thing, people are not applying for free. They are paying $1,550. And if there are 178,000 Zimbabweans on the ZEP permit, that's a lot of money. It runs into billions of rands. So that's revenue for South African government. So they will not pass up on that opportunity. More so given the fact that if you are applying, it's a two-step process. You apply for a waiver, you pay, and then when you get the waiver, you apply for a general work permit, again you pay. So they are likely to extend the period if the court ruling does not come before the 30th. But even if the court ruling comes before, whichever side loses is likely to appeal. And when they appeal, what that means is that it will cancel whatever ruling would have come. So since we are in May, even if they put out a decision, the court puts out a decision and say and rules against the ZTP holders, they will appeal that ruling. And then the minister will be, by law, be forced to extend the period of ZTP from June 30 maybe to something like December 31.
Yes, there was a lot of people who applied. So, I mean, the court ruling, lokunye nje ukuthi izo ungabatshela ukuthi
no abangama ZTP abangaka apply abamelela i court ruling ingabuya ingaba include bona because u apply le waiver has always been there. The requirement ehleli khona vele before. Akusho ukuthi ukukala ngabantu bamaZTP. Singakhumbula ngo-March babuye wabakhona ukuthi abantu abake-apply ama-waiver ubavunyelwe ukuhlala e-South Africa up to 31 December. So kungenzeka ukuthi wena uma ungaaplayelanga i-waiver ulokhu usalindela i-court ruling. Ibuye i-court ruling isithi okay, siyabavuna labantu abe-ZTP. But funa laba abanjani aba-apply le waiver ngoba uma uvele ungaqualify for i-critical skills, i-general work permit noma uzoyithola or any other permit ozoyithola, kumele uthi uqale ngani ngoku-apply le waiver ngoba i-ZTP kuyacaca ukuthi ayisekho.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. Mr. GT, you serve a very critical community, the less privileged. What are your fears on PEPs failing to regularize your status?
In all reality, I cater for everyone. Reality on the ground is that I do not only cater for migrants. I even cater for them, for natives of this country. But out there, word is that I'm here to serve migrants only, and I'm trying to push for the migrant agenda. So that is where my fear comes from, which is from all the rumors that are going on out there about the work that I do. And there are people, I remember there were tweets, I think it was sometime last year, where I had critics from an organization, an anti-migrant organization, where they were saying, why is the PZ assisting destitute in this country? Because you could do the same back in Zimbabwe. So those are some of the things that... that actually scares me, especially in terms of my trying to extend my permit, which maybe they might use that against me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we hear you. So can you hold on there? We've got Mr. Innocent Mafukize on the line. Mr. Mafukize, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Oh, no, we're very fine. Wakati na isama.
Ndina simba wa gift to be magadi.
Ndiribo edu. Une permit yele newe?
Ini nindine yo work ZEP permit ya ka expire isa. Kanda ka apply waiver manji.
Bale kutichi.
Whoever inini musiwanda kaenda kuno submita pa ndapedza kuisa mapepa ndaizovazoendeza kubayo kwatinotorwa mafingerprints. Mukomana waimomo akanditi vari kuti kana maane mawevha maakukwanisa kuzoita zvitupa, ndomataurira akandita. But at the end izvozvi ndaakunzwa kuti aiwa. Tiri kufanira kuti kana mawevha abuda tochi applya manje kuwevha ndeyekujamba kunzi tisazoita zvena police clearance and so forth, tojamba izvozvo tochienda towards kuno applyavo kuti vatipe mapemit, asi hatiri kunzi tichabhadhara. Handisandaziva hangu vamwe vari kuti 3,000 vamwe vari kutaura zvekuma 7,000.
Aha, so hauzivi kuti wevha inorevechi?
Weva va handinzwisisi because according to them ndakango explain on it's just waging kuti wewe umbowana stay for 6 months uchifamiliarize kuti vakupe another penny.
Yeah, so can you stay on the line? We've got an attorney here, a lawyer who can explain that to you. Mr. Ndlovu, briefly, can you explain to him what a waiver is? 1 minute.
Yes, a waiver is just you asking the minister not to consider some requirements that are there for you to get a certain permit. Like if you are to get a general work permit, you've got to have what is called a labor exemption permit, which you get from the Department of Labor. And that permit will say that the work that you are doing, they've looked around for a South African who's able to do that job, but there are no South Africans who can do that job. But you see, for the majority of Zimbabweans who are gardeners, maids and waitresses, those jobs South Africans can do, which is why the Zimbabweans who are working those jobs now need a waiver to say that, okay, that requirement of a labor certificate, which they would never be able to satisfy, is not going to be one of the requirements.
So what should Mr. Mafukize do now? What should he do?
Mafukize should wait for the outcome of the waiver, and then when it comes out, he should get, because the problem people, the things that are problematic to people is that they apply on their own, and when they apply on their own, there's a high chance that they will get rejected because they don't know how to put the words together, or how they don't know how to put their applications together in such a way that Home Affairs will not reject them. Because if it's an official application that you do to a government department, it's got to be put in a certain way. Because even right now, people are applying forever. We've got some people who get turned away when they get to the Pretoria ZTP Center because they don't have all the requirements or the letters that they have are not written in the prescribed manner that the Department of Home Affairs wants.
Okay,
so they've got to get help from people like us who are immigration lawyers who will help them with the application.
Yes, Mr. Mabuki, did you understand anything from Mr. Lovu? Well, this is
I do understand. How do we get hold of them, the lawyers?
Not trying to commercialize you, Mr. Lovu. Read very fastly.
Okay, you can get me on 083-879-8114. That's a South African number. Or you can search for me, Velempini Zip Tusani Ndlovu, on social media, Facebook. You will find me there.
Thank you very much. Mama Fukise, kandai mashoko enyu yokupedzisa.
Aiwa inini ndinoda kutenda kuti tiri kubatsirika, asi dambudziko ratango tarisana naro nderekuti vazhinji havana kukwanisa kuwana ruzivo rworwuru nekuzokwanisa kuno apply kwacho nekutowana mari yacho yekuti vabhadhare iri kudiwa 1,570 vanhu vari kuishaya. So irudubo olukhulu oluhlangane nabantu abaningi ukuthi it's very unfortunate ukuthi asiyazani, sabedinga ukusizana, abantu basizane ngoba some of the families sebe-based lapha and into sezihlupha. Like mina, I'm into transport as a driver.
Yes.
I got promoted 2021 to be a fleet and workshop manager, but those who are driving, they are in trouble. Sometimes we tell you, Valum Quaco, Amakia, Tata, Awaziwa, Udi, Indians, and Zagala, but Tina, Asasanganina, you learn the Bango, but Tina, Amatrak, it is only meant for cross border from South Africa to DRC.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, Siavus, I'll call you. Sponga Kul, Mafuki, said the tender. Let's take Mr. Mandan Lobo. Bauman, Samunja. Mandan Lovu, we are using for it. Umanda, Ungangang is over. Manda, we are using about. Umanda, who has an infonia teacher on Chivilla. Is there what GT, Kosasana GT, Posama Zako Cinema? Is this is Woody when one has an work to Nagani who apply our colo?
Yeah, I apply one nothing positive, man, because everything is in the so far. Oh, we are team, this is saying positive, because we are team, but in the fear, we teach you to say you wish on managing, and the value of selling the two and by. So, at times we are limited to as activity, which is with our winners, it's all voice, our grievances, our vulnerable groups are included, the event of fear. Kuna sawa limited mmoja kwa ngamu kuzikosi azayo alandela lendo na wienzo so far I would like to encourage ama activists to continue with what they are doing as long as wenzinte yako clean I think ba utete lanjo wa ramde nketele so akubeba na lokasi wenza and nizo ismemezolo eslogo sekta kama kuto la inyo kama organization. Insurance now, Mogavanda, we are planned to go to a massive march. I think it is going to be on the 1st of June. Avanda was a match against Navanda, we are planned. So we really need to organize ourselves. Avatala, Guma Red Zone areas, Amazonophobic Red Zone areas, what is good now, whoopi. No, I want to be a coca and I'm going to follow up with none. I'm going to send a car as well.
Yes,
I'm going to go to the house. Ah, mina ngibanga ithola laphana ngadileya uyazi bengiphila ngiphila nje njengomvundla nje uvuka esikhundleni
uyangwavangwava njengalokho okukhulunywa ngabanye abantu
yebo yikho engikwenzayo
ye madoda manje uzaphila njani khonapho
eyi maye ziyabuya ke manje sesithembele le nto le yenziwe i-MRP okuthiwa khona besikhulumela ngalo ukuthi besizamele ukuthi besizamele into ama-permit right okusebe okuhlana la
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mandla sibonge lonke kade likhona namhlanje. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. And Mr. Muso Ngwenya will get you into the program in our next show. This is Gibbs Juba in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.